Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Gen Z View podcast. I'm your host for today, Gaurav, and I'm super stoked to be kicking off the first episode of the year. We have our amazing squad with us, Angie, Sandra, and Stellar. So this episode is just going to be us talking about our past experiences for 2023, how our year was, and all the new tea we're going to be spelling for 2024, the upcoming podcast, and all the exciting information. So, starting with that, we are gonna have Stellar talk about her year in 2023, everything she wants to share with us, and the future plans.
Okay, thank you so much, Gareth. Yeah, I think we don't update a lot on social media, but if you guys don't know, Gareth is one of our newest member of team. Welcome you to the team, and we're very, very thrilled to have Gareth with his own interesting podcast ideas. So yeah, who knows what we can make in 2024. I'm very excited to see. So hi everyone. Again, see you guys again. My name is Stellar, and my lab days is very fun. I left Vancouver just a few days ago to Victoria Island for my very first internship. So that's when I really live by myself without knowing anyone here. So yeah, it's just me and another student in my university, SFU. And yeah, we just have each other. So it's gonna be fun. So that's my lab days for right now. Reflection, very short. 2023 is a new adventure. Was a new adventure for me. I did a lot of new things over there. I try a lot of hard work. I do feel proud about that. There actually something that I did feel regretting, which I mean like everyone, we just have that kind of, same issue going on. Like you did something and you just look like, oh, I should not do that in hindsight. Goals. So we just have to move on, right? So goals in 2024. Spend more time with family, spend more time for this own podcast project with everyone. Enjoy my own life in Victoria for the first 4 to 8 months. Who knows? Just see more new people, connect with new people, get people to be on board for like-minded podcast channels, and who knows who we can talk with and then who they can become in the future, right? So yeah, I'm happy to see their ambitious career goals ahead in 2024 when I interview them. Pass it to my one of my very, very, very close friends, Sandra, who's I think she's in Vietnam right now. Sandra, right? Okay,
Yep.
yeah, different time zone, but yeah, very, very cool. Pass it to you
Hi
then.
everyone, I'm Sandra, and I'm just the old, very old phrase. And yeah, I'm in Vietnam right now for my winter break with my family. I spend vacation with my family. It's really very, really nice because this is the first year after 4 years I started abroad to come back to spend the winter break with my family. And I'm gonna be back soon. So yeah, that's all my life with it. And for podcast, what we did last year, I think in 2023 we did some new topic. I remember Stella started 2023 with an episode called "The Live Talk We Should Not Miss" with Sarah and Angie. By the way, I really like the name of the episode. It's really very deep.
Oh,
I
thank
feel like the
you.
name of from some movie. And the conversation you have with Sarah and Angie is very mature and thoughtful. I think you guys want to check it out. And also, we did some travel talk with a guest speaker from Thailand, which is what we usually do to explore about the opportunity in foreign countries as an international student and as international worker. And especially, I saw Stella brought a new series, which is with her professor in the university. And I think that's a very interesting. It's not a conversation about homework, but like another insight into their career journey. And they brought a lot to the table. I also recommend you guys to check it out. And yeah, so the role for 2024 as a team. So I'm really happy to be a part of the team as a podcaster. And most of the episode I did is in Vietnamese. So So I hope I can do some English to this year to like try something new. And I am responsible for the live talk series in which we share about the different aspects when you study abroad as well as working part-time job. So in 2024, I would say live talk would bring deeper, like more meaningful conversation about personal growth or life transition. Like Stella, she moved to another island, another island. And yeah, we also excited to introduce some new series. And yeah, that's everything I don't want to explore now. We're gonna do, but later. So I pass to Angie to update about her life.
Hi everyone, my name is Angie. A little life update is I started my last term in school and I will graduate soon on April. And I'm just really excited and also scared of the future, I guess. And 2023, I think we did a lot of like good talks in our podcast, and I really hope that this year we could bring even more guest speakers and more interesting topics to talk about, and yeah, make interesting podcasts for you guys.
Yeah, last but not least, for Gara.
All right, so let's see. Rewind back on 2023. I definitely think it was, one of those years where you learn a lot about yourself. I learned a lot about myself. A lot of ups and downs, mostly on the up and up towards the end of the year. It ended on a good note, which was good. Gained a lot of new experiences, tried a lot of new things, I would say, in terms of big changes too. I think I definitely was one of my better years so far, making new friends, and I've also entered my last year of university, so that's exciting, scary and exciting. Looking for jobs, internships, it's hectic, chaotic, to say the least. But this year's going to be more exciting, being part of this podcast team. A lot of new podcast ideas coming up from my end. So that's really exciting. I hope all of you stay tuned and, look out for some new exciting talks. That's it for me.
Oh wow, I'm gonna add on one more for Kim, even though she's not here with us today. But like as in like a very unique, distinctive podcast editor for the whole team for the whole year and past years. I think like from her perspective, I think like she was very professional, very persistent and patient with, editing any kind of error in the podcast. So I think that she would make that more, suitable for on cap audiences. So yeah, in the future, I actually feel like her work has been very good right now so far. I hope to see if like she could bring more, good transitions and on cap music or something that could, stay back in the audience mind after they listen to our podcast. But yeah, if Kim can listen to this while she's editing the podcast, just want to say that we appreciate her support, her effort, and being with the team until now. And like who knows, things can change, but those kind of memories, they won't go away. So yeah. Okay, I'm gonna pass it back to Gaurav, and I want to keep you talking up track a lot.
All right, so are we starting with some podcast ideas for this year? So for this year, we're looking at some new and interesting podcasts on my end from a series of academic talks and professional talks, which is going to include, if you're from Simon Fraser University, I'm going to be hosting talks from the Career Management Center and the Co-op Advisor Office. I'm going to have people come on and talk about their experiences of entering the job market, how an international student for the first time who's entering and learn more about the norms and cultures of the industry. I'm going to be working on how one can improve and strengthen the resumes, cover letters, networking, and LinkedIn marketing, which I think a lot of us really, really struggle on, me especially. And this is going to be like a short one-off series. On the other end, on a professional job series, we're going to host guest speakers, potentially bi-weekly, starting in a month or so, and have guest speakers come on from different sectors of the business industry, HRs, managers, talk about how students can break into the market, what companies look for, and how one can succeed in landing a job and internship during school and after. That's it for me. Passed on to Stellar again.
Okay, sure. In 2024, we definitely will be much more active. So you guys can expect a lot from us, to be honest. I will go all in, like all of my effort, my thinking, my thought, my energy for the team and also the podcast on Spotify, because I actually receive a lot of feedback, mostly in the recent year, from my friends, my professor. They were really surprised. They were really surprised of what we have done as a team for our podcast. People could say small, it's a small project, but you know, like, you know, that could be very impactful for a group of people, you know, like they don't say to you, but that's a proposal of reopening the podcast for everyone, right? So in 2024, like Garak is saying, we have a lot of podcast topic and series going on. So Garak would be the very first one who initiate idea for the Career Management Center in SFU. So who know, they can bring a lot of good job opportunities or things that they could add on, like interviewing tips and like that. For myself, we thought about doing something new, something could, based on our background a little bit, that could be, you know, Asian Talk. I think, yeah, mentioned that too. Asian Talk is something that's very close to each of us because we're actually all from Asia. So we have a lot of things to speak from our perspective, from what we know from our friends, our family, parents, like, stay tuned for that one. I think, yeah, for me right now, I'm gonna spoil a lot. But going to Sandra, I feel like you're gonna spoil something, but I feel like I'm gonna give you a chance to do that if you want to. But we pass it to you then.
Say, are we so gonna have a new series about which is Asian Kid Talk, and I'm really excited for that one because like it would be very fun when we talk about our experience, our story as an Asian. And we'll be, I believe that everyone, like every race, have a different background, have a different experience. For me, I have a lot of story with my parents. Sometimes it's really funny. For example, when I first come to my high school, and I have my mom here with me. So, you know, when you have your mom, especially when your mom is Asian, she gonna prepare a lot of things. She want to make sure that you have the best thing for you when you go to school. And my mom, she did cook every day for me, which is very rare. I have like a really delicious meal and hot meal every day. Like I have like a container, like one for the soup, one for the rice, and one for the meat. So basically every day I go to school with like a big container I carry around school. And yeah, so lunch time, everyone have the bread. Like usually you just have the bread for lunch and you just eat something very light. But for me, I have a full meal, like with everything. But like when my mom come back to the country, I just like only bread. I even don't cook for myself. So that's one of the difference and one of the very remembering experience to me. Yeah, so after 4 years living in Canada, I would say when you live in for your family, your hobby or your life could be changed a lot, especially without the parents and without your family. Yeah, so stay tuned and we're going to share you all about experience as an Asian kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, For this one, because yeah, that's just fantastic idea. I'm not gonna, say anything right now because I'm not gonna spoil a lot of ideas. But for Angie, as like a designer, and she also had like an art background, like doing animation major. I have a question for you. If you could become a guest speaker in the Asian Kids Talk, what type of ideas would you be very interested to be a part of? To share your own ideas. Or anything that could be like central, like I think that could be like, like you said, home, you have that kind of different lifestyle compared to you here in Canada.
Yeah, I think I agree with like what Sandra said. I experienced those kind of thing as well. Like I definitely don't get as much nutrients when I cook for myself because I don't have the time. Meanwhile, back home, I'm like fed well and like just everything like laundry, like cleaning my room, like everything is done. So I don't have to worry about that and I can focus more on school. Meanwhile, here, you kind of have to like balance both of them. So yeah, I think the lifestyle part will be interesting to talk about.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean lifestyle. Yeah, just same with you guys. Bringing back a lot of flashback for me when I was in Vietnam. I actually don't really care about my nutrition at all. Just that deep opposite side. I don't care about what I eat. I often eat like after school I eat like fried chicken plus milk tea. Also, I eat Coke. So like it's just not nutritional. Like not very good, healthy for your body. But I didn't mind because actually when I was in Vietnam, I got that very stressful schedule going on. After school, I study more. I have like, teacher going to my home and then we just study all night, to be honest. I don't know why I had to study so hard before. Yeah, so it's just very stressful when I was there. And then the eating style is very odd. I sometimes skip meal because I don't want to eat. But here, like Angie just touched on that. You have to deal with everything by yourself, like on your own. So yeah, that's why we kind of realize how important our family is with us, and it's just very important to care for your health too. So even though you can be stressful sometimes, Angie or Sandra, don't forget to eat. Like eat well because then you have energy to deal with all kinds of stuff. Also Gaurav too. I know Gaurav is having a sickness right now, so hope you feel better too. So yeah, everyone should stay healthy for Junjun 4 and ongoing.
You
So yeah.
too.
Oh, thanks. Okay. And she always you always say like unexpected, but like no, that's definitely sure that I should do that too. Okay, pass it back to Garaf then.
So I do have some interesting takes on this because, like everyone on this podcast who's thinking about themselves, I stay with the fans right now. And everything that you're going through, I'm not. And it's like completely the flip, it's completely the opposite. So I do get the luxury of home cooked meals. I think it's a trade off because there's a lot of other things that you guys could do and I cannot. And I think coming from like an Asian background, we all know how it is with parents and how strict it can be and how the curfews. We all really relate to it. Everyone listening as well. Like it's the same everywhere. So yeah, I mean, it is quite interesting to see that no matter where we are. We kind of always have that thing over us. We always get homesick at some point. And it is quite understandable. Although I've yet to experience it, I do hope I get to one day because I think it's something we all need to go through. It teaches us a lot and balancing a lot of things. I think those are some important life skills that we will need along the way. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of excited to see what Garaf could say or write his script for this cap series. But I'm actually excited for everyone to be on board for this one. Very, very interesting to know, different kind of Asian backgrounds, how our parents especially treat us at small, always small, lovely, need to be protect Asian kids. So yeah. It's exciting to know about that. So we just passed three sections with a good smooth leading from Giraffe. It's actually the first time that Giraffe started the podcast. But always a good practice before you actually meet someone as a guest speaker. Yeah, so thank you so much, and I really expect a lot. To wrap up, I think for this year we do a lot. We also do a lot, play a lot to do hard, play hard. To wrap up, I think just one last question. If you're gonna graduate tomorrow, I know, and she's going to graduate soon, so it could be applied to you. If you're gonna graduate tomorrow, what's this the very first thing you want to do the day after that? Pass it to Sandra. A special question with you guys, not on the script.
Yes, very interesting question. So the first thing come to my mind is that I'm gonna sleep through the day.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have no school, no need to wake up. But yeah, just kidding, just for fun. So
No,
I
this could
think
be
the first
happening.
yeah, so the first thing I think I would do is just go out there and explore the job market. Yeah, because I think with me, I don't really pressure myself for a degree. I think it's of course very important, but it's just a part of our life. So I think we're gonna get a lot of things on the way. So after I getting my degree, I just want to get a job, and then
No, I mean, like, yeah, it's
it's got
important. Like, yeah, it's important for the job. I mean, degrees is good. But just with a degree, like no job experiences, you won't get anything from that, to be honest, honest
yes.
speaking. Because we're in the process of getting the degree from the university. But if you don't act out there, like in the society, you don't work, you don't show them that you actually do something real. Because being at school, it's okay. It's a lot of things to do at school, but it's always beneficial. You can do something outside of school during the time you study at school. I know it's conflictual, I know it's argumentable, but yeah, it's something true. So I agree with you. I agree with you that going to the job market, find someone to refer you or find someone that could mentor you ongoing after you graduate. That's the best goal we should work hard for.
Yes, I think when we were in on the school, like in the school, we already have to make the connection. We already to get some experience. In Nina is volunteer, or you have the part-time job, you need something like get some experience. It's not like after graduate, but also like on the way, you have to gain yourself some experience. It's very important. Yeah, and I
In
think
conclusion.
Stella already have your internship, so I think that very. This I'm very happy for you for that one, and I'm very excited to listen to your story after
Yeah,
your internship. Yeah.
sure. Can you interview me then? I can be your guest speaker
Sure.
for that episode. Okay. Okay, hands up for that one. I did forget. Anyway, yes, in conclusion, what we're gonna say is that again, social exposure. So you have to go out, again, that kept exposure to new people, new jobs, so you know what you are good at, what you're not good at, you can improve. Okay. Just for the limitation of time, I know that someone had to leave early, so I'm gonna pass it to Angie. So yeah, if you still remember the question, right? Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, because I do definitely have a plan right now. Like, oh, after school, I will definitely try to like look for a job. And I'm planning to like message some art directors and like people in the industry that I've talked to before in like events, and just like message them and like probably ask for your feedback if there's any position open and stuff like that. But yeah, the first thing I will do is to try find a job. I think if I don't get one, I don't think I can like rest. That's how I feel.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's just everyone pressure post graduation. Yeah, I mean, like, just take small step then. Finding a job is a small step. Yeah, gain exposure and network. I think that's also a thing. I'm not sure if Angie enjoying doing networking, but for me personally, I don't like networking events. For real, like, even you can see me outgoing like this one. But in the networking event, I say nothing. I could not come to anyone because I was just speaking with other people. And I was there, I was like, okay, is anyone free? So I'm got lost very easily in the networking event.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like during a networking event, I really try my best to like talk to people, but other than that, I'm like, I'm not active at all.
Oh, okay. Go for that again then. Okay, now you can find your tribe, your special group, like-minded people in the networking event. That's good for you. Yeah, that's good. I think that's the best way to network, to be honest. Last but not least, again, our very great host today. Sorry for taking your lead very randomly because I cannot miss this question. Gareth, do you want to share anything for this question?
So I think the main point distinguishes doesn't matter what I can do or what I have to do, because I think the want and the need is two different things. Because if I what I want to do is just take a break, go travel the world with no money, but I'll still do it. But what I need to do is probably have a job ready to go before I graduate. So once I graduate, I have something to fall back on directly. Yeah, I think that's where internships are really important, which I'll try to be doing at least one this year, and then graduate, hoping that I get on a job. But yeah, I think I don't really have that much time to personally sort of take time and enjoy life as is. We have a lot of responsibilities being Asian kids, so it's like you really
Exactly.
have to get going before you get that
Yeah.
break. Also, being the younger kids, like seriously, like we have all the like stuff shifting on us at the end. It's a lot of responsibilities, but yes, it's what it is. I guess sometimes we have to go through it, deal with it, and I think yeah, it's all for a reason. So all good things begin, and all good
Yeah.
things end.
No, that's very true. I mean, I want to share this with you guys quickly that I know a lot of people, like, senior student like Raf, they actually take co-op. So one of policy in co-op program at SFUBD that you cannot take co-op at the last semester before you graduate. So it's had to be like the second last, at least maximum the second last. So I actually saw some people doing trick with that one. So they actually connected the company, they work for that company for the second last semester, but then they was like, oh, can I just, like, have that 4 months focusing on finishing my degree first, and I will go back working for you guys. But I think that's the best way to, keep in touch with someone and knowing that you will have that open job opportunity to go back again if, you cannot secure another job later on, or you feel like it's just hard because of the competitive job market. So that was a real story. I heard he saying that, so that's very, very cool. And then that's just how he got a job right away after the day of graduating. He did not really travel, to be honest. I don't know why, but yeah, he just going back to work full time. So, I mean, if you guys wanna try on, like, you are try that pathway. So yeah, it could be applied for any kind of situation or majors. Just one last message. I know that I talk a lot today, but just one new that I haven't told anyone except I talked to Angie, but. Yeah, I think she just mentioned that, and she is very busy for the very last semester of graduating. So you guys may not be seeing her doing podcast as a team with us for the next New Year podcast because she's gonna leave soon for focusing on her studying. I'm gonna leave some time for Angie to say bye, but I mean, just stay tuned for the very last or designing for our group photo that Andrew would make. And yeah, like just wish you a lot of luck for your graduation, finding a job, and like we will still be here. If you want to share something, you want to come back, and definitely we will have a podcast with you for sure. Sometimes in this year. So yeah, I'm gonna leave the very first, very last part for Andrew to say something like advices and like that, or just a bye.
Thank you so much for like having me. And I'm so glad that I could be part of this podcast group. It was so fun. And I really hope that it will grow even bigger in the future. I don't really want to say goodbye because, I'm still alive,
Yeah,
like I
you're
won't
gonna
be
come back.
gone.
Yes.
So but yeah.
Maybe see you soon then. See
See
you
you
again.
soon.
Yes, for sure.
One day.
Okay, all right. First beginning and first end of a podcast. All done solo, all done mainly on the spot. Let's go. So there you have it, folks. This was our sneak peek into the Gen Z View podcast, where we're gonna go and delve into a lot of new things this year. So, you should go and hit that subscribe button because you're going to want to hear all the nitty-gritty details and all the new podcasts coming out, which will be benefiting all of you guys. Our mission is clear for this year. We want to connect with you more and be a more active podcast team with a lot of new stories. And this is us signing off for our first podcast of the year. See you guys.